Peter Bosco, that's B as in boy, O-S-C-O. I live in Shaftesbury, Vermont. I will travel 3 hours today each direction to be heard for barely 3 minutes. I have intently followed and studied this issue since 2011. While Northern Pass is not in my backyard, I consider New Hampshire my second home. I have traveled the country and think New Hampshire is one of the most beautiful states. Your land and the tourism it generates is one of your greatest resources. I have hiked and visited backcountry places in New Hampshire that few residents have probably haven't seen. Over the past 35 years, I have spent tens of thousands of dollars recreating in your state. I have skied, camped, hiked, and vacationed four to six times a year, spending my money at your inns, camps, motels, restaurants, and gas stations. I have waited months, years actually, to say that sadly I will not come back if these towers are built. And I know I'm not the only one. It will be like a scar on a woman's face, always there, and she'll never get used to it. No one will ever get used to those towers. If built as proposed, Northern Pass will have a profound negative effect on small business. It will have a cascading effect. It will have a cascading detriment on tourism and state economy. If I want to see industrial infrastructure, I can vacation in New Jersey. Don't be penny wise and pound foolish. Most disturbing of all, this project will really only benefit a small group of outside shareholders at the expense of New Hampshire. The very soul of this beautiful state will be ripped out all in the name of greed, ugly, unadulterated greed. Don't buy into their false promises of riches and jobs for all. But the towers don't have to happen. As many of you are aware, a similar project is essentially greenlighted in Vermont, built entirely underground. The difference here is Eversource, formerly known as Northeast Utilities, which, by the way, had the lowest customer satisfaction survey of any utility in the country.
Folks, just a minute, Mr. Bosco. You know, I'd really like to be able to pay attention to what Mr. Bosco is saying. And if you want to distract me from what Mr. Bosco is saying, you'll continue to interrupt him and clap. Why don't you wait until the end? Because you clearly agree with him. Please, wait until the end so everyone can hear what he has to say. Thank you. Mr. Bosco, you may continue.
The clapping didn't bother me, but Eversource stands to make many billions of dollars over the life of these towers while bankrupting the state's beauty and tourism industry. And don't let Eversource tell you that it can't be done underground. Much larger and more ambitious projects have been completed. The additional expense of burial can be paid down in small part by utility customers over a 40-year period. That shared with an additional cost from Eversource will make the difference. Again, the factor here is greed. If they want to access your land, they can do so underground or not at all. And why should some parts of the state have a buried line and other parts not? This is a divisive issue on so many levels, and it didn't have to be like this. If it were up to me, I would have told Eversource to take a hike a long time ago. They need you more than you need them. You only have one chance to do this right. Having towers that are up to 153 feet high and sensitive view sheds is clearly not the right way. I have no doubt New Hampshire tourism will take a huge hit if these towers are built. I, for one, will vacation in my home state of Vermont or to travel to Maine. Finally, this is the biggest decision for New Hampshire in a generation. For those of you empowered to make this decision, your political aspirations and careers will forever be sullied if you approve these towers. New Hampshire voters will not forget. You will be held accountable. The will of the people, which is overwhelmingly against Northern Pass and not moneyed interest, must be heard.